Who doesn't know that song? I dare anybody to raise their hand who is listening right now who does not know Money by Pink Floyd. Lansing's Happen Dance Dance Company performs an innovative program this weekend. It presents an original production, original choreography to the music of Pink Floyd's legendary 1973 album, The Dark Side of the Moon. And there's a preview performance tonight and others tomorrow and Saturday nights at LCC's Dart Auditorium. Happy to welcome the founder and executive director of Happen Dance, Diane Newman, to WKAR, along with incoming executive director, Missy Lilje. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
This sounds like a fun production, but I want to start with you, Diane. A lot of people have attended Happen Dance performances and classes over the years. This is your last performance as executive director, I understand?
It's my last year, yes.
Your last year. You've been at this for a long time. What are you thinking and feeling as you step down from this position?
Oh, I'm actually rather ambivalent about it, having been a founder in 1976 and still being here 37 years later. It's a wonderful legacy to look back on, to know how many people have helped and all. But first I was the artistic director for the first 15 years. Then I moved into a little bit different role and allowed other people to have that experience of artistic directing, and I moved into executive directing about 17 years ago, which means I had to actually learn to write grants and do all the administrative tasks of a business. And that was very exciting for me. I felt like that was another area that I grew in. But I am ready at this time in my life, after 37 years of this wonderful organization, to explore some other things about myself and about my world. And so I'm excited to know that it's someone like Missy who is going to take that role on.
Missy, tell us about your idea to design a performance around Dark Side of the Moon. I imagine you're a longtime fan of the music.
Yes,
I am.
And although I'm not old enough to have learned of it when it first came out.
You probably had an older brother, if I know how this typically
is.
Yes. Melissa,
yes.
She does.
Who is our lighting designer?
Melissa, if you were cool, you'd be listening to
That's
this.
That's right,
okay?
Yes. And so it's always been a favorite of mine. And as you age, some of the things that you liked when you were young fall away, and others really stand the test of time, and you feel this is a real classic thing. And millions upon millions of people agree with me about that, about Dark Side of the Moon, as shown by its record sales.
It's unbelievable. I don't think there's an album that compares to it, really, in terms of longevity.
Yes.
I mean, it was like a top five album for years.
Yes.
I mean, it was just amazing.
Yes.
Diane, what did you think of the idea?
I was excited about it because I am old enough to to have actually listened to that music, and so I'm very excited with the with the outcome of how she's interpreted it and put it out there for the community to access it in a different way than just the music, but in terms of dance as an art. So.
Did you all feel the transition to dance would work?
Oh yes.
You like the idea once you hit once.
Yeah, I could.
Yes.
When I'm putting my kids to bed, sometimes I lay down with them, and in the quiet, it goes in through my head, and I just see dance in my head to this music.
Yeah.
And
Missy, did you struggle designing movement to any of the music on Dark Side of the Moon?
Any color.
I kind of feel your pain listening to that here for the first time in a long time.
The only track on the entire album that doesn't have a human voice. Well, I guess you can hear the guitar player's voice a little bit as he sings along, as he plays and improvises.
And the track was a track called Any Color You Like, by the way.
Yes, yeah. So. I kept saying, if I could remove one of these tracks, it would be this one, because I can't figure out what to do in my storyline here. And there's no lyric to guide me. And so I pretty much finished the whole thing and skipped that part. And then I asked my mentor, Diane, and other folks that I trusted, what do you what do you think should go here? And got a lot of really valuable feedback that helped.
See, now people who are listening to this are going to attend the performance, and they're going to hear that music, and they're going to really pay attention.
Yes.
And know, wow, she really struggled with this.
Yes, I did.
How many performers are in this?
20, a total of 20. We have five professionals, 3 apprentices, and 12 student dancers that are part of our student company called Happen Dance 2.
And one of them is my niece, Allison Rhodes. I got to drop
that
in.
Nice connection.
How many of the younger kids were aware of this music before the rehearsals started? I got it.
2 or 3 of them.
Okay. It's finally.
They're way too young.
But see, she's prompting the next generation of lovers of Dark Side of the Moon.
Well, I guess so. We're growing another generation. Is that it?
It's not hard. Once they hear it, it's not hard.
We're talking with Missy Lilje and Diane Newman of Lansing's Happen Dance Dance Company. They perform an original performance to the music of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon tonight and the next 2 nights. This has to be a great way to get people who might never consider to attending a modern dance concert to actually attend. Assuming they like Dark Side of the Moon, because even if they end up not caring for the dance, God forbid, there's the music, right?
That's right. We're cheating.
But that really is one of Missy's strengths. Having come out of her master's program, she was really investigating what it takes to make a dance company, a small regional dance company, sustainable. And her goal has often been to make it more relevant to the community, to draw them in through something they're already appreciating and then expand them by exposing them to the art of dance. So I think this is just a wonderful outcome of that.
Yeah. Now, Missy, you referred to Diane as your mentor. So you two go back.
Mm-hmm. We go way back.
Yeah.
She came to us at 7 years old to have an at school.
7 years old.
7 years
okay.
old.
Oh, my God.
But then she left and got a major, a bachelor's at University of Michigan in dance, and then went on to get her master's at Arizona State.
How exciting.
She's left the community, but she comes back, and she knows the Happen Dance philosophy and what we've built here, and is just so poised to have the information and the talent and the passion to carry on after me. So,
what is the Happen Dance philosophy?
The dance is accessible and important and natural for people to explore. People are moving in the womb before they ever come out and learn to speak or draw or any of the other things. They're hearing a heartbeat. They're kicking. Movement is natural to the human.
And that dance
goes on.
Dance is a great vehicle to promote your self-knowledge. It doesn't, as at the Happen Dance School, we're so proud of all of our graduating students, whether they become dancers or not. We hope they're more empowered individuals, more actualized people that can go out into the world and be better versions of themselves for having danced.
Wow, that's a lofty mission to have. You have compared, here in our conversations that we've had already, Missy, you've compared Happen Dance to dance troupes, that the caliber of dance that you'll see at Happen Dance to the quality of dance that you would see in much bigger cities. How has that unfolded?
Well, as Diane mentioned, I went to a top 10 dance program for undergrad and one that was ranked 3rd in the country for grad school. And so dance companies would come in that are, the greatest and the best of our time and historical icons I've been able to study with and see up close and been able to tour the country with some other professional dance companies I've been with and presenting at conferences and such, going overseas. And I just keep coming back to Happen Dance and going, well, these dancers are just as good. I mean, they have the same level of training as all of those people, yet people in Lansing don't seem to know that, maybe because they live and work right here.
I have had that very thought so many times because my niece Allison has performed with Children's Ballet Theater and Happen Dance and really all of the local troupes and stuff like that. And I'm not a dance guy. I wasn't a dance guy until Allison and Caitlin got involved. Mm-hmm. And I have been blown away. My head has really been turned. So that is from the heart.
That's so nice.
That's not just the family connection. That is really a statement about the caliber of the performances that y'all put together. So you've got a preview performance tonight. Will people be able to get into that? You haven't sold tickets to that.
The preview performance tonight is by donation.
Okay.
So pay what you can, come on in. And then tomorrow and Saturday, $12 to $15 for tickets. And we just hope that everyone can come on out.
I think it's going to be a good time. Happen Dance in Lansing and The Dark Side of the Moon tonight and the next couple of nights at Dart Auditorium at Lansing Community College. Diane Newman, best of luck to you. Many thanks. Missy Lilje, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.